This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The calendar has flipped to 2017, but we'd like to take a quick look back at last year for the University of South Florida and also see what can be expected in the new year. We figured we'd go right to the top, so we're joined by USF System President Judy Genshaft. President Genshaft, welcome back to University Beats. First, if you had to single out a couple of accomplishments for USF in 2016 as being highlights, I've got to assume one of the biggest ones is obviously emerging preeminence. Why don't we talk a little bit about that and some of the other highlights you saw in 2016?
USF Tampa is the first emerging preeminent state research university ever. It's a distinction which comes along with $5 million every year recurring of new funding from the legislature. And essentially, it's to build on excellence. It's to bring the best, the brightest faculty with resources that really establishes uniqueness at our university. So we were very, very pleased to have achieved this goal.
And one or two other ones? I know that obviously the freshman class is something that, has been bragged about.
Yes, we were able to enroll our most academically accomplished freshman class ever. On the Tampa campus, the average SAT score was 1226, ACT score 28, and a GPA of 4.08.
One of the other highlights for 2016 is the rankings for the university when it comes to student veterans, correct?
Very, very important. We were so pleased. The University of South Florida system was so pleased to receive the best four-year college in the United States for veterans by the Military Times. That was very, very exciting because we are a military-friendly school and welcome our veterans here, making sure that they graduate on time, ready to go, finding jobs. And that was a big achievement for us. We're very pleased.
Hitting on a couple of the other major items from 2016 with an eye on the future, in December, the football team lost one head coach in Willie Taggart, who really revived the program in four short years, and hired a new leader in Charlie Strong. Coach Strong wrapped up his introductory press conference pointing out that an on-campus football stadium would be a huge advancement for the program. How is that idea progressing, and what could we possibly expect in 2017?
One of the goals that the Board of Trustees has asked me to pursue is a feasibility study of a football stadium on the Tampa campus. And right now, we have that study going on, being led by the Beck Company. And so this is whether or not a stadium should be built, where would it be built, how large would it be, and how would it be funded, what amount of money would be required to achieve a stadium on the campus. So we're looking into it with due diligence, and we'll see what happens.
Also looking at 2017, let's stop over in Tallahassee really quick. New Florida Senate leader Joe Negron stopped by USF in 2016. He really wants to strengthen state universities, particularly through the funding mechanisms. But you look at the numbers that new House Speaker Richard Corcoran is projecting, and it might be a little bit of a challenge to get Negron's plans in works. How does the university move forward when kind of the questions of funding are a little bit up in the air until we get into session?
Well, this happens every year where the sessions are always an interesting point where a Senate may have one goal that they're looking at and the House has another and they come together at the end. We have to move very, very cleanly and clearly forward. We certainly hope that funding for the University of South Florida system will be there no matter what. We have very clear strategic performance goals and preeminence goals that we're working on. We would love, love, love to have additional funding to enhance our achievements. One of the things the University of South Florida does very, very well is we take into deep consideration the state funding that comes to us, and we try to magnify that and to add on to it through our grants and research projects and to achieve larger amounts of resources so that it enhances the gifts that we get from the state as well as private sources.
One of the big items on the USF wish list would be more funding for the $150+ million Morsani College of Medicine and the Heart Institute, set to see construction start in downtown Tampa this year. Are there concerns about the funding there? Do we think that that money is going to be there like it's been budgeted out for the building?
We believe that the state money will definitely be there. It's how it's allocated that will be very important. If bonding occurs, then we may be able to receive the full amount that we're seeking, which is $33 million. If bonding does not occur in the House and Senate, then it would probably be about half of that and take 2 years. We're hopeful that it might be a one-year project and we could finish the total amount and get started and move along. Either way, we're very confident that the state will fund this project.
Yeah, in 2016, student applications for the med school, as well as the quality of the students that were admitted, among the highest ever for USF. How much do you think that is attributable to the new location and the plans for the College of Medicine? And how do you maintain that going forward?
Well, this is just an intuition. We don't know whether the reason that they so many have applied. But I can tell you this, our application pool as of the 2017 year is even higher than it was last year. It's over 6,200 applications for only 170 positions. So our stature as a medical school is the best in the state, public or private. We are getting such a top level number of students applying that will be going out as future physicians to help all the needs that we have, particularly in the state of Florida with the healthcare that is important in our state. We're very proud of our med school.
Moving over to St. Petersburg, where the new Pippinger Hall, the home for the Tiedemann College of Business, that's going to open up in just a few weeks. And then the first residence halls and some of the new accompanying buildings in the Village, the housing village on the Tampa campus, scheduled to open in the fall. Things remaining in pace for both of those structures, both of those plans?
Absolutely. The new building, the Kate Tiedemann College of Business, will open for classes on January 9th. And the ribbon-cutting celebration will take place on January 17th. It's beautiful, it's an exciting building, and very much needed, and we're very grateful through the generosity of three key donors, Kate Tiedemann, Lynn Pippinger, and Ellen Cotton. And as well, our new village, our housing project, which is about $135 million project, is currently under construction on the Tampa campus. You can see the buildings going up as we speak. And the village is set to open in two phases. The first will open in fall of 2017, and the second a year later. The village will house 2,000 students and will also include new dining options, new fitness center, wellness facilities, a swimming pool, and not as a part of the village project, but as a separate project right next to the village, will be our new Publix grocery store.
And looking forward to 2017, what do you see for USF?
Well, I see larger, greater heights than ever before. Again, I see us starting to build our Morsani College of Medicine and Heart Health Institute is one. I see us moving in one direction or the other with our football stadium, but I also see it as a very, very exciting year athletically in our football, basketball, and all that we do that makes us a top brand university. The other is that we are going to be celebrating a huge, huge milestone. We will have reached $1 billion fundraising goal. This is so unusual for a university that's been founded in the 1950s. Rarely do you see public universities achieve that large of a goal, but University of South Florida is not one that stands by and lets things happen. As you know, our unstoppable phrase is very well chosen, and the fact that we'll be celebrating that probably next fall is enormous.
USF System President Judy Genshaf, thank you once again for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.